Hi guys, this is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place where you can be taught the truth and encouraged in your relationship with Him. If you find this podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. You'll find a few different kinds of material on the podcast. Most episodes will be teachings that have been recorded in many different settings, including discipleship classes, missionary training schools, Bible schools, and church conferences. You'll also find episodes where Stephanie and I talk about practical life topics and invite you to listen to our own process and perspectives on how we experience Jesus on a daily basis in every area of our lives. We also have some episodes that include interviews with special guests who will share from their own experiences with the Lord. Altogether, we believe this podcast will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and that you will be strengthened in your own relationship with Jesus. Yeah, so I think our idea for our times together will just be to share as the Lord leads and talk about things that are on our hearts that we think could be practical, benefit people if they listen. Maybe it's things that we're processing in real time with life, which we're doing a lot of right now.
True. And do you want this to be something that you would post, perhaps? Because you need to introduce us.
Well, yeah.
Already I'm getting self-conscious, so I think not.
Yeah, so I can splice and do all kind of things, you know, on post-production. But yeah, so, okay, here we go. Hello, friends. This is Cliff.
This is Stephanie. Sorry, I just swallowed.
Okay, we'll start that over again. That peaked over 12.
Am I not allowed to swallow?
No, it's fine.
Sippies.
So.
Slickies. Okay, I'll sit back.
Oh, no, don't sit too far back.
Can you catch me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
This is fun. We're making fun of an old advert. Okay.
So, yeah. Like we said, this is Cliff.
And I'm Stephanie.
We're having fun. This is maybe our maiden broadcast episode.
Or perhaps not.
Or perhaps not.
Perhaps this will go in the trash.
It may turn into the two-man comedy show.
It might go in the delete box.
Yeah. But anyway, today we thought we would just sit around and talk a little bit and see where the conversation leads.
Do you have an idea?
I don't have an idea. I think probably what would be easiest is for us just to talk about what the heck's going on in our lives right now.
All right.
What that looks like. So maybe most people that would listen to this would know us,
yeah,
and they know,
definitely,
you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
But for those of you that might come across this podcast and not know us, we've spent the last 18 years as missionaries in South Africa, where we raised our children and spent the better part of our middle years, I guess you call them.
I think so.
Got there.
And then when 2020 happened, we found some changes looming and recognized the season was ending. And yeah, now we're in the States bringing our youngest son, who's 21, to live in a group home for special needs men.
Yeah, that's Wesley. He's our baby boy, baby man, child. And so we've been, we left South Africa in January and walked away from
2021.
Yeah, 2021. Walked away from a what seemed like a lifetime of life there. Left our beautiful home and sold and gave everything away and put a few keepsakes in storage. And so we're in major transition, and the plan is to find Wesley a home and get him settled, happy. And then Stephanie and I are setting our sights on the mission field again, hopefully by the end of this year.
Yeah, possibly, if things open up.
Yeah, looking to maybe relocate to Italy.
Yeah.
And but we can talk more about our stuff and our ministry later. So what's the Lord been teaching us through all this, babe?
Yeah, open hands, trust and faith, and releasing everything is my go-to for the year.
Constant. Wow. Releasing everything. That's a deep phrase.
It's big when you really are doing it. We choose to. I mean, I did it when I was young, and I'm on my face before God as a young, passionate missionary or even a university student in my early days.
Yeah, right. Those times.
And called I was up like, in God, my life is yours. Everything.
Take it all.
And now you're like, wow, it's really
okay.
In the tangible practicality, it's a real.
Sure, that
a
reminds me.
A real stretch.
Can I read this passage of scripture?
Because
I know it's one that is near and dear to our lives. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I've counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
Yeah, that was a key verse for me.
More than that, I count all things. There's the all things. Yeah. Hands open, all things to be loss. In view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings.
Yeah.
Being conformed to his death in order that I might attain to the resurrection from the dead. Mm. Now, of course, the teacher in me knows
there's
that
deep stuff.
There's deep stuff here. You know, on one level, you know, salvation, it's all about being right standing with God, right? And we have to let go of everything that we think could put us in any type of position before God. But, you know, like so many things, this just gets really practical. You know, I think it's the Lord's heart for it to get really practical.
Yeah. I remember you teaching a long time ago about how when we really are losing things that are dear to us, then there is a suffering.
Yeah.
But we're fellowshipping with him in his suffering, not just in losing things, but in laying down anything that would prevent us from the intimacy with him, knowing him more, choosing him first, all these.
Wouldn't you say probably, I mean, I don't know, I can't make a general universal statement, but wouldn't you say this is perhaps one of the hardest truths to live out as a Christian?
Well,
to losing and to dying, you know, the good old take up your cross and follow me, deny yourself daily.
Yeah. But the more you practice, to me, the easier it gets.
Yeah.
Because he really is faithful and you really do know him more. And then the cost is worth the prize, you know, whatever it is that you have to go through or lose or sacrifice or die to for the sake of knowing Christ. Pretty soon you're like, oh no, I don't want anything other than Christ. And it's easier said than done, but I believe that's stronger. And
well, yeah. And one thing I think we would be very unified and agree upon. It may strike a chord with some of you listening, maybe a new thought, but I think we're both pretty mystics at heart, meaning that we believe in a very real and mystical union with Christ.
Yeah.
And that it's a reality.
That it's happens. Real. It's not just mystical.
And so, it's that realm of spiritual reality manifesting and becoming tangibly dynamic in your life. So what that looks like is that, you know, like a passage like we just read, in the process of counting things loss, there is really a very real gaining Christ.
Yeah. You have to believe it by faith.
Yeah. You come into fellowship with him and there's an experience to be had there. It's not it's not just a teaching. It's not just a doctrine or an idea. It's an exchange process.
Yeah, and practically, when you give things up that you love, or when you suffer the loss of things, and you're really, it is a suffering and a taking up of your cross to choose Christ over those things, then you really are gaining the maturity that it takes to get there, and the intimacy with Jesus that you're choosing over the things that you were holding on to.
Right.
You know, when you choose Christ and hold on to Him first, then you really are gaining Him, because He's faithful and you're closer to Him when you let go of everything else.
Yeah. And
it really is a practical exchange.
Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit about some of the things, or a couple of the things in our lives, because we like to be very real, very authentic in who we are as we relate to each other and to the Lord and to other people. And so maybe we just bring it home and really down to a practical level. So what are the things, a couple of things in our lives that have been really deep?
Oh my, where do you start?
Yeah. So
okay, this is like five different topics.
Yeah, let's go for a couple. Start with one.
Oh my, well, I thought my desires were totally God's will and all these great things for Him that are His will, of godly marriage and godly family. And not just, yes, we do have that, but I think I had expectations tied into all of that. So
in the young and naive years.
Yes. Oh my. Yeah. And so the expectations were a killer for me, even expecting what it was going to be like to be a missionary overseas. And yeah. And so when those things get the axe.
So you think, let's talk about that one, because that's a pretty cool one, I think.
The missionary
thing. You know, you have ideas and ideals and perceptions of what being a foreign missionary is going to look like, going to another culture, and, you know,
really pouring out your life,
yeah,
and
pouring
I'm
out
make a
and
difference.
Integrating and learning the language and,
oh my,
you know, becoming incarnational in your mission efforts. I learned all that in seminary, right? In your missiology class. But then you know, after years and years, and don't hear me wrong, God did amazing things,
sure.
But then you realize
that you
that's
realize
never going to happen.
My life is not going to change the world.
Right. Yeah. I've got to give up that. I've got to lose that. I've got to lose ever being South African.
Yeah. That was a biggie for me.
You know, missionaries.
Once I recognized, because I had that expectation, I did.
Right.
That I'm going to integrate so deeply and completely. I'm going to be as a South African, but yeah, I can't even lose my accent.
Yeah. Yeah, that was humbling for me. And it's getting worse now, folks, now that I'm back in America.
We're sounding more Southern.
A friend said
Cliff was sounding more redneck every day.
Yeah. Sent a message to a South African friend on WhatsApp, and he said, he answered back, and he said, man, you sound like a redneck in 2 weeks being in America.
Oh, it comes back easy.
But I never had a proper South African accent.
That's not even it.
No, that's some my British Australian attempt of an accent. But anyway, what
okay.
We're trying, back to the
we
topic.
Yeah,
but finally coming to a place where you just release and let go and suffer the loss of those ideals and those perceptions, and recognizing that it's ultimately Christ through you that does anything.
Amen. That's it.
You know?
Yeah.
And as you live a life surrendered and releasing and just pouring out to the Lord, then He works through you in ways that you don't ever know and can't ever measure. And
stay humble and be willing.
Yeah. So that's kind of become a life motto, or more than a motto, I guess, a living principle for us.
Mm.
Yeah, so what's another one?
Oh, wow. All the family stuff.
Yeah.
But I'd kind of idolized it, so
yeah,
it had to fall.
Well, a big one is, you know, special needs kid.
The expectations you have
yeah.
for your children and what they'll be like.
Right.
And wanting.
I think that one strikes at every, across every culture, every worldview, every everything. You know, kids are
we
so important.
Them.
No, they're amazing and such a gift from God. But I think all parents just go into it with ideals and...
And you want what you think is best for them.
Right.
Or, of course, now we want their personal best, but at first you think... They're going to struggle and they're going to suffer and this is hard and it's hard for me too. And yeah, it's
but then just
a challenge.
And losing your own desire
for
what you thought
I know
their life would look like. Mm. Get married, have some kids. They're all going to
grow up,
learn and learn how to read and write and
go
do math
college.
And then go to college and get a degree and get a job and, you know.
Get married, have kids, grandchildren.
So we've always said, you know, Wesley is really our gift from God in so many ways. He is a gift. Anybody who listens to this knows him, knows that he's an amazing individual, but just doesn't have certain abilities that a lot of people have. So it shifted our normal.
Yeah.
It God redefined normal for us or just slid the normal scale a little wider.
And to recognize that value doesn't come with ability or performance or accomplishments
but
or success.
Getting there,
or the world's definition of success.
But getting there, I know for me, I think Stephanie as well, it required loss.
Yeah.
You know, letting go of what you thought it would look like.
And accepting who your kids are more than who you want them to be.
Yeah. Maybe just touching on a couple of things. We could go on and on about this whole journey of ours, but I think just to touch on some of that, maybe to be an encouragement to whoever's listening.
Because years ago, we had beliefs. Mm-hmm. But then when they're tested and lived, they become practical values. They're real. And then it's not just theoretical, we believe these things to be true, but now it's like, okay, now we know.
Right.
This is accurate life example in many things that we held to be values before, but now they're realities.
Yeah. So maybe to wrap up, one of the things that really stands out to me in this passage right now is verse 7. Those things I have counted as loss. You know, there's just a real dynamic of us choosing, right?
Yeah.
We say, you know what? I count it. Mm. I count it as loss, and because I don't believe God is in the business of ripping things away from us in some like capricious way. But it's.
I think that life is hard.
Yeah.
And then it exposes the things
right.
that were dear, or that we were holding on to, or the expectations of whatever.
Yeah.
We valued
that
we look to those things to meet a need other than just Jesus.
Yeah. So Jesus is enough, right, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is enough.
Yes. In the everyday, constant.
Yeah.
Practical.
Yeah.
Reality.
So those are our thoughts for today. I think that went pretty good.
Okay, that's it.